What's up? What's up? Guess what this is? The opening to the opening. Because I forgot a few things. Blake Wexler, if you listen to the show, is on the show a lot. He's going to be performing, headlining at the American Comedy Club in San Diego. I might have the name a little wrong, but I'm pretty close. And I hear great things about the club. You might say, well, what, I don't remember the name. No, I might have the name a little off, American Comedy Club. But if you listen to the show and you like Blake, which I'm sure you do, go see him. Go see him. Yeah, if you live near San Diego. And then go up to him after the show and say you listen to him on the Todd Glass Show and punch him in his half Jew face and call it a day. Blake, are you listening? I know you went to the opening of the show and you're listening. Sure you did.
Oh my God, you did.
You wanted to see if I did a good job.
Todd, you could have been a little more aggressive.
Listen, on today's opening, the one you're about to hear, I don't know why, but for some reason, well, it could be because of a few emails, I went off, you know, helping people a little bit, trying to give them a little motivation, and I start yelling because that's what they need. And I'm paranoid. Someone might go, all right, stop with it. You know what? If you listen to me helping motivate people that are on or trying to quit something and you're not okay with it, then I feel sorry for you, seriously, and I want you to get counseling. Because anybody who I love listens to that part of the show and goes, cool, cool, I like that. I don't know why I've been doing it a lot lately. Probably go 6 months after this not even doing it at all. But right now, I'm in Canada, and every time I walk by a Tim Hortons, I want to eat donuts. And I can only imagine if it was something like heroin or coke or whatever you hippies do. But I don't know. So that's why I do it. It's just been on my mind. And that mixed with a few emails. So if you listen to it and you're like, oh, no, and you know who you are. What if there is one person that goes, I did think that. Well, unthink it. You can do that. Now I'm preparing you for it. You're still great, too. Even the person that thought, you know what, why do you have to keep mentioning? Right? You know what? Even if it's one person, I still like you. Wait. Aristotle, roll in the other opening, the real opening, to this shelved show. Our first shelved show. Our first shelved show. For the first time ever, never has the Todd Glass Show had a show on the shelf. Aristotle, roll in the opening to the first shelf show. No, roll it in now. Don't wait for the music to end.
Well, well, well. Look at you. How you doing? Good. But what if you said you're not doing good? Oh, that is true. Well, you know what? You'll be fine in a little bit. Just listen up, fuckface. Look, already you're in a better mood. Look at you. Look at you. You think you have problems? You think you have problems? How about Jack Murphy? All his girlfriend does is quote me. Now that she loves me so much. Shut up. Devin, is that you?
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
I heard. You think I don't know this shit? All right, Jake. Not in the opening.
Todd Glass Situation. Available for pre-order on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
All right, listen. I always take for granted that everybody knows what "to George Carlin" means, but there might be a new listener. So we'll say swear to God even when we're lying, because it's fun, because it's been so embedded in us that means something.
So to me, there's nothing funnier than saying, I swear to God, and then just saying the most absurd thing in the world. So we create that world here. But sometimes, you know, to George Carlin, you would think, oh, and, you know, we only can use it when we're being serious. No, sometimes in the middle of some stupid, silly bit, you just need to say that you're being serious. And it, I love it. For me, it's a lifesaver. And today, I think we borderlined fucking with the clarity of it. And I didn't want to go back and re-edit it. Yes, Robbie Kirkhoff, he's probably listening right now going, I did not. Well, I didn't listen to the whole show, to be honest, because this show has been on the shelf. By the way, Robbie Kirkhoff was great. We did this as an after show. Robbie, me, Jake, Aristotle. Who else was hanging out? I hope I probably did forget somebody, but Robbie Kirkhoff, follow him on Twitter. Oh, my God, he's really been coming down hard on me. So what I mean is, like, there was a period that I remember, to George Carlin, I'm being serious. Sometimes it accidentally happens where you fuck with it, and I think we might have. Like, to George Carlin, and then we're double over. So when you get to it, just know that you'll be like, oh, this is what they're talking about. Maybe it's not as bad as I thought. Maybe it is. Either way, I feel better saying it. So I think there's some times when we're saying it, and then it gets confusing. It doesn't happen that often. I don't like it to. I like when I say it, you know I'm serious, and it brings instant clarity to anything. So there's that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your sobriety? You know, I don't know why I started all of a sudden. Well, you know what? Hold on. If we're going to talk about that. Look, you know, I think I'm going to drop a whole podcast, an hour and a half. Somebody scored me talking about people's sobriety last week, and I got it. I'll play it next week. But I think we're going to do an hour and a half of just an hour and a half of, like, come on, you motherfucker, you got it in you. And then have that same person score it. Oh, now he's listening. He's like, oh, what a responsibility. Listen, stuff like this. You dig deep. You dig deep. I am talking like into your guts. Mentally, you have to go into your fucking guts and go fucking deep, you fucking. Like drill sergeant. An hour and a half. Next week, our guest is Patton Oswalt. And let me tell you something. It's going to be everything I want it to be. The silly, the serious, everything. Looking forward to it. What do you think of that hour and a half show? It's like when you're having one of those days where you need it, I'll play it for myself. Hey, everybody, you know, everybody's trying not to do something. And maybe today's one of those days and you put this on. Yes. Listen up, you motherfucker. Dig deep into your guts. You can fuck me. I will not. You go listen here. You get your fucking ears closer. You're doing it. You are fucking doing it. Do you hear me? I'm not fucking around. I know I shouldn't yell. Yes, we tell them we're proud of them. We do it every week. You think I'd be addicted? All this compassion comes from I want to eat every time I'm in Canada and I pass a Tim Hortons. I can only imagine if it was heroin or coke or drugs or, well, whatever it is. This is a long opening. So what? Listen up, you motherfucker. You have to use those type of cursing. What if one day this helps somebody, and then they tell their parents, and they go, listen to the show, and then I'm cursing like that. Well, tell your parents you can't help somebody by being fluffy. Listen up, everybody. Dig deep. I know it's hard. So really, you know. What the fuck is that going to do? That'll make you do more drugs. I shouldn't be yelling. I shouldn't be yelling. You know why? Because it's Joey's birthday, our 19th birthday. That's right, Christopher. Oh, that's right. I didn't forget. Oh, sure. You can. You just did say happy birthday. Sure. Sure, you can say happy birthday. You want to say it together? Hmm. Sure. Listen up. Today's not the day. All right, I got it. This is getting too long. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. How long is this opening? 7 minutes. This is a shelved show. I don't remember what we did. It's dedicated to Joey for her birthday. Look at you, Joey. All grown up. I'm on the road with John Doerr, Levi McDougal, and Dimitri Martin. And let me tell you something. I fucking love these guys. It has been just very special. I might not say that to their face, even though I think we all know we're enjoying each other. Some people go, oh, wait till you're on the 14th day of the tour. No. No. They're just great. They are just, we're just enjoying the fuck out of each other. And it's everything you would want it to be. Everything. They're just at every level. You hear me say this a lot. They can be funny. They can be crass. They can be gentle. They can be just. I knew John and I knew Dimitri for a while, Dimitri Martin, but I didn't know very well Levi, and he is just as awesome as the other two. So it's. I will talk about it on the show next week, but I'd love to have the two of them on the show. Dimitri's in California too, so the three of us. I would love to do it with the three of us. So I always think Dimitri's living in New York, but he's not anymore. You know what I think it is? I made a mistake before. I think it was Jack's the one that always quotes me. Devin, that's fine if Jack wants to quote me. But now you like the show too? Isn't it better that way? If you're dating somebody and you both like the same things, you don't have to like everything though, by the way, but it does help. I'm going to say if someone doesn't really like my show and you do, I don't think it's going to work. I know that seems weird, but maybe it could. Maybe it could. But it'd be better if you both did like it. Alrighty. Well, here's the show. It's the first shelved show ever. For the first time ever. Roll it in, Aristotle. No, don't roll it in yet. I didn't like that music. No. Jake, stop it. Jake, stop it. Jake, stop it. Jake, stop it. Jake, I'm not shitting around. Jake. Jake, stop it. Jake, stop it. Jake, stop it. Jake, stop it. Stop it. Jake, I'm not shitting around. Potato salad, that's our safe word. Jake. Jake. Jake, I'm not shitting around. Please, I'm not in the mood. Jake, please stop it. Jake, stop it. Please. Please. Jake. 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 Please. Please. Jake. 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 Please, Jake. Please. I have to open the show. Please, I'm begging you. Jake. Jake Adams. Jake. Please, Jake. Come on, Jake. 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 Aristotle, just roll in the show. I can't stop him. I'm sorry. Roll it in right now. Can't believe it. Very unprofessional, Jake. No, that I'm not even shitting around. That's fucking bullshit. No, I said potato salad and you ignored me. It's all right, you won't be in our new TV show that we're going to have.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
If anybody touches that mic or fights, if anybody this is the start of the show, by the way.
We're fighting over it the whole time.
If you guys fight over the mic, I'm going to decide who gets it for 20-minute intervals. Why are you... Yeah, straighten it. Thank you.
Wait. No. Guys. Now it's too far away.
Okay. No, yeah, push it forward. He's right. He's right.
Pull it.
No. Pull it forward straight, motherfucker.
Right here.
No, that was the show, guys. Thanks.
Straight.
Welcome to the show.
Right here on the
guys.
In the middle of
the... Do me a favor. To George Carlin. Just don't. That chaos will drive me nuts. That's why God bless to George Carlin, because it really, everyone will respect it because it's a great safe word to have. And I've had it used on me too. It blows a good bit, but guess what? It also exposes a shitty one. Like when someone goes, you try to convince someone of something bad, they go to George Carlin, you have to tell them the truth. Mm-hmm. But if they were good, you wouldn't have never asked you to George Carlin, then they get to fool you. But you don't get to have the, oh, you fooled me. No, you didn't. No, you're going to, no, it's me. I'm a murderer. Who is it? I don't know. No, to George Carlin, who is it? It means I don't want to play your game. Anyway, so here's what's happening right now. There's this show. Why are you listening to this show? I've never done this before. And there's also something fun about doing it, and I'm embracing the reason I've never done it before. Normally, I'm being totally honest. You know the way the show is. I'll rant for a little while, and then we're all going to have a great time.
Yeah,
I hope people enjoy this. Normally, when I do a show, I want to release it because I have fun doing it, and then I want people to hear it. You know, so it's very hard for me to do, oh, we'll do 3 shows this week, and we'll just keep them on a shelf because in 5 months. And it's not like I don't think people should do that. Sometimes, you know, that's very, very helpful. You know, you still have to go in and you do a fun show. You're just able to bank it for a little while. It's just hard for me. But this show is a banked show. So it makes it almost like an underground. When will it be used? Stay safe in your topics. Make sure you don't get anything that happened this week. Everyone's going to know. I'm overthinking it, but that's part of what I do. So anyway, welcome. Let's have a little opening. Even on this show. What's this? Shut up.
Say hello to comedy's national treasure.
Oh, stop it. Oh, why would he say that?
Glass situation, a bunch of lies about my personal life and a bunch of true stories about my 30-year career in stand-up comedy. Please welcome to the program.
Enough already with that. But anyway, this is on the shelf, this show. People, I had to go, hey, a long time ago I did a show and I put it on the shelf. Tonight I give it to you. And this is what they will receive. Whatever happens in this room, and ladies and gentlemen, in this room right now is the Aristotle. If we build it, Joe's song will come. If we sing it, Joe's song will come. What?
Aristotle.
Listen, enough with the jokes. Mark,
that's me.
Mark is here, and he is a friend of Sensitive. We're meeting him tonight. He's also in the business. No, he owns a luggage shop in Whittier. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not doing well.
And Robbie Kirkhoff is next, if you would just be so patient.
Wow.
And this is why they want you to have a service dog. No one wanted to tell you.
Isn't a roast podcast.
No,
you said no roasts happening. No. Said no roasts.
Guess what?
You started off roast.
Here's where you're going to be surprised, and it takes the fun out of catching me. You're right. I like to be reminded. You don't have to use it against me. Like, yeah. I'm the first one to go, I did. I got a little. Well, it's mean is funny, but sometimes it's you feel it's meaner than it's funny. I want to be reminded. So let me tell you, we are all in a place of love. If silliness was a church, you'd be in it right now. We're here. I'm happy that you're here. It's Andrew Furtado, right? After
yes,
all that.
Yes.
Sensitive. How did you get the name / sensitive?
Well, every time you make a joke at me, you feel bad and then call me and apologize.
Oh, that's right.
And then you changed my name to sensitive.
Because I go, whenever I would do a joke to you, I would be like, that's good. And I go to tell you something about your face. And I'd be like, yeah. No, I'm kidding, right? Because your face looked like it was like, oh.
Yeah, no, I'm always laughing at the joke, and then you always feel bad still. Oh,
sorry, but I got to cut you off. So,
good, all right.
Next to you.
Thank you.
Can I tell you?
Thank you for introducing me, Todd. I'm glad to be here.
When two people have to share a mic,
seriously,
it looks desperate.
I appreciate it.
It looks desperate because they both have to look like they're like henchmen.
No, I'm trying my hardest right now.
It's not set right for you, and horrible putting you through this.
No, you should feel horrible.
I love that you're like a 1930s character.
You should feel horrible.
You should feel horrible.
You should feel horrible. What are you doing?
You should feel horrible.
A horrible show. What are you doing? We got to share two microphones.
What are you doing?
You got to have one microphone.
Hey, the word is you're in town to get some pussy. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm always looking for pussy. Do you know where any is? I'm looking for it.
Seriously? Could you keep a secret?
I can keep a secret.
No, you're doing a character. I don't think you're talking to me as the real Robbie
I'm me.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, of course I do.
7-Eleven right up the street.
There's a lot of pussy there.
Yeah, you know when they come out with Chinese food, that means that they
is a Chinese pussy.
Why do you have to make it horrible?
Well, I mean, for the Chinese listeners.
Why do you take a good bit about pussy?
For the Chinese listeners.
Why do you take one of my
I want some of those Chinese listener pussies.
Why do you have to take my...
Hey, if you guys in China have any pussies, bring them over here to the U.S.
Listen.
I want them.
You got to watch
it. We're looking
for them. I don't want any editing.
Aristotle, don't edit this.
Don't edit this. Listen. But what happens... I don't want to make any jokes about people at 7-Eleven.
But were you serious about that pussy?
I don't want to. I have a, reason to believe. I don't want to talk about it. So listen.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk, and then also.
Wait, you didn't introduce me.
Oh, Robbie Kirkhoff, ladies and germs. Robbie Kirkhoff is here. So happy. We know he's very busy and he takes time out of his schedule. I overly set it up. No, I know. I talked to your producer yesterday and he said.
Oh, yeah. What was his name?
Jerry Pinsky.
Oh, yeah. That was it.
Yeah. From the Pinskys.
Yeah, they own the moving company.
They used to own a car dealership in Philadelphia. Oh. Someone enjoyed that, and I know it, and that's why I do it. Okay, so listen.
We also got Yo-Off.
And Yo-Off is here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, he's such a pleasure. Remember the song that didn't have your name right or the other person's, and it became your thing?
Nick Yo-Off.
Let's pause it and tell the story. So I told Lynn to do something he misunderstood me and he thought you were one person. And the way this song got started was Nick was here, Danny LaBelle's brother. And see? Oh, Jesus.
Fucking Nick is not Danny's brother.
He's not?
No.
Who came with him and sat next to him?
Josh
came. Who brought up Nick?
I don't know.
I think Nick is the gentleman who lives with you.
Oh, maybe we were doing something for Nick and Yo-Off. And you, and he confused them all together. Nick, I think. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We know Nick. That's how that got in there. And then he thought...
My name is Yo-Off, and he thought it was
Yo-Love. Oh, Josh didn't have anything in there.
No.
There we go. It was between Nick and you. And here, and it became this.
Nick Yo-Love.
You know they're dancing to this in all the Jewish delis.
Nick Yo-Love, Nick Yo-Love. Nick Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-
please.
Can I get a medium soup?
No, 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 more pastrami, please. No more.
Hey!
past the rainbow cake.
All right, come on. Come on. We don't have time to joke around. We have a show to put on a shelf.
And then
we're in a hurry. We got to get the show under the shelf. We don't have time to joke around. Like, you guys understand that this is a very special thing, because let me tell you something. Because it's going to be on a shelf, I don't care. It's like that. We can just do what we want. I should put every show on the shelf. This is freeing.
And then we have last but not least.
What?
Jake Adams.
And Jake Adams, ladies and gentlemen, standing to
Jacob
my right.
Adams.
Jake Adams, ladies and gentlemen. That's
show
right.
him the respect he deserves.
Show him the respect he deserves. Good morning, everybody. It's the show on the shelf. Good morning, Starshine.
Good morning, Starshine.
That's right. We're on a shelf.
Says hello. You twinkle above.
You'll hear us sometime.
We twinkle below.
Can I get some reverb in my whistle?
Good morning, Starshine.
Go ahead, Robbie. I'll let you whistle.
I think I'm terrible at whistling.
I feel like. I think you're doing a good job.
I feel like you can't whistle. Am I even whistling?
All right, I don't think this is... I don't think... Oh, stop it.
Who's that? Who brought
How much better... Oh, he does not whistle worse than me. I don't know where this dog gets it. It's always funny to go. I don't know why he thinks that way. I tell him. All right, so listen. So the show is about to start. That's the pre-show of the show on the shelf. Pretty good. I mean, you never know when this show is going to be used. Do you realize the responsibility that we have on this show on the shelf? This could be used in the times of, in the military to entertain troops. They send this show there. They go, well, they don't have anything to do during Christmas. So they send 50 versions of this show. They go, Todd Glass show's good. Let's send them the one on the shelf. And this is what they have. We got to make this special.
California's going into a drought.
Or it could just be played because I'm in Canada. California is in a drought. And by the way, I got to be proud of myself. What? Oh, don't talk a topical.
Yeah, we don't know if we're going to be in a drought still when the shelf episode releases.
It's not topical if the way you bring it up. Hey, this show that's on the shelf, wonder how long it's been since the drought that they had.
That's right.
I remember that. And then you do your thing.
Remember
right
when
there.
We had no water?
I don't remember that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a long time ago after this show was released.
Do you take water for granted, young man?
Oh, definitely. I just pour it on the ground.
Me too. That bubble machine ain't saving any plants.
I pour a full cup of water, I drink half of it, and then I pour the rest in the toilet.
You know what? You know what I do? You know those water coolers? Because I don't give a fuck about water.
Yeah, fuck water.
Fuck it. It's like,
fuck it. We don't need it. It's water, like, water we can barely need it.
Water can suck my dick. By the way, I had to fight to get that line in. That's how great I thought it was. I went to go, water can, and then I got interrupted. I have to say water will suck my dick. I want the audience to hear my brilliant water should suck my dick funny line. This is on a shelf. It's sad that this was on a shelf till
now.
No one
will probably hear this.
God, I hope not. Or whoever watches over
us.
Oh, gee.
Hello. Remember he made
it.
Hello. Operator, are you there? Well, what can we do since it's on the shelf that will be...
What can we do if we had a show on the shelf?
What are we going to do?
What can we do if we had a show on the shelf?
That's always a safe.
James Adomian doing Todd Glass. What are we doing? What are we talking about? Really what are we talking about? What if I was really...
I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome. Walking through the club like, what up? I'm such a big shot. I'm so pumped about the vibe from the thrift shop. Ice on the fringe, it's so damn frosty. That people like, damn, that's a cold ass honky. Rolling in hella deep, heading to the mezzanine. Dressed on pink, set my gator shoes all the green. Draped in a leather mink.
What if we change the lights while we're listening to this song?
What if we do that?
What if we change the lights while we're listening to the song? Would that make the song better?
Bag it.
Hold on. What do we do though?
I feel like it would make the song better if we changed.
Why do I feel like I'm not
what
doing?
What if we started doing a bit within a bit?
What are we doing?
What if we did any bits? What if we did any bits?
What do you mean? I know how to make it funny.
What if I had a show and we had bits on?
I know how to freshen it up for the shelf. That's why I'm coming in with funnier sounds.
Do it, and then at the end of it, just go, God, is that what I sound like? Because you're doing you're impersonating yourself's impersonation. Oh. And you're just going.
I guess I don't have to do that. Well, no, I'm doing what I hear. I don't hear people going, what if I thought that? Okay, here's what I think I sound like. What if I thought that? What if I really thought that? I mean, you know what? 99% of the... Okay, but then I hear the impersonation. What am I doing? So maybe it's heightened a little, I hope. Otherwise, it's
you're making fun of that, so you're just making...
Well, I know. I'm trying to do an impersonation of an impersonation of me. I'm actually making sense, and you're not.
You're doing an incredible impersonation right now.
No, I don't... I didn't. They weren't fighting. Who went... Ooh.
If you're listening correctly, this is the impersonation that I'm trying to do, that you're trying to do, that I'm listening to me doing, that you're, James Adomian
who
is
said
doing,
ooh.
Me doing, that I'm trying to listen to me doing.
Who said ooh? You said ooh. I wanted to find out
but
who that was.
But I think it was more of like a ooh.
No,
ooh.
Stop it already. You guys.
Todd Glass impersonation. Ooh. I'm a famous comedian. People impersonate me.
That doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense, that bit. And you know it. And my listening audience knows it.
I was on Louie. I played a person in the military.
You never get yourself out of the hole you're in.
I showed up at Meltdown even though I wasn't on the episode.
Listen. We're going to re-listen to this, you motherfuckers. And let me tell you something. There has to be a part, even in the comedic bit, where the person says something, it's just a fact. It's the joke is the more of this plat of a fact it is, the more it's funny when we interrupt. You know, I ordered soup. Oh, but there has to be something thrown out there. There was nothing. Now you guys did it. There was no, and we're gonna re-listen, and you might go, no, there it is. Well, if you're not looking, and we're gonna talk about it on a future show. So.
You know what, you're right. That bit was terrible.
Oh, shut up! Now you're gonna make yourself feel worse. You're right. It was horrible what we did, making your audience. Well, because I don't know why I could never get into it because I didn't know. By the way, I wasn't being a jerk because I love that bit whenever it's done to me. But I was thinking, well, what did I say that sparked the, so I could never think of it. Therefore, I can't enjoy it because I can't just go, oh, excuse me, I'm Todd Glass. No, what was it that I said that you're going to be repeating? You just made it generic. You never had anything. That's why you were all doing that. I'm Todd Glass. Where was the particular thing? Like, I eat strawberries or I get a large coffee.
It was just you.
No. What was it?
It wasn't that. It was that Yoav was trying to be like, oh, fighting words. But we made that almost into a nice thing.
I don't know. Understand. Is that, did that make sense?
It's a positive pun.
Yeah, we're being positive.
Well, yeah. Let's be positive. How are you?
What's Do we have another? Do we have another bit?
Jay looks like him. Hey, how you doing, Jack? I mean,
Shut the fuck up, Yoko. That was real.
Of course,
To George Carlin.
Yes.
You messed up Jake's name.
Yes.
For real.
Yes. And then he goes, "Oh, the exact opposite of what you want to hear. Don't do that again. If you do it, like, say, forgive me,
please,
Father, for I have sinned."
Say it in a loving way.
No.
Hey,
to George Carlin, don't do
Todd,
it.
Is it.
You already feel horrible. And
it
then
was
somebody,
amazing.
Oh, I know you don't mean it. You mean it, but you don't think. You're like, whoa. It's like in high school if somebody said, oh, what happened to her mother? His mother died. Whoa. Everything was like, wow. If you, and that was a way of bullying. That's what that was. That was bullying. So the tough kids, the kid that wasn't tough would accidentally say anything. Whoa, man. They'd overdo it. You bumped into somebody. The reason everybody went, whoa, is to start a fight, to let them know, whoa. Oh, those are fighting words. And then the two people that are not evolved will go, hey, yeah, oh, my God, there's a group around us. That seemed to be like I got to stand my ground. Somebody just disrespected me. And then when I hear that, I go, whoa, I think. So I go, hey, Jack, whoa, someone doesn't care about you.
Whoa, you don't
somebody
give a
just,
shit about your co-host.
Yeah, he's
whoa,
yeah,
he
you're
works
not,
on your show every week
yeah, he's
and
not
you don't
a friend.
Even know his
there's
name.
There's no way that could have just been an honest mistake. Whoa,
you're
that
a
was
bad person.
That was more than just a simple mistake. That, there was a message behind. Whoa.
You have a
wait,
terrible memory.
This is hard to watch. Okay.
Well, now I feel bad because you're not laughing at us making fun of you.
He gets it.
But I want you to be enjoying us making fun of you. Otherwise, I would feel horrible doing it. Listen, here's what I suggest for you. Can I give you a few pieces of advice?
Yes.
Number one, rent a tux. A guy like you, if you walked around in a tux, you'd look like $1 million. That's good advice.
So true, though.
Ranitux. I listen. We got so much to get to.
Wow.
We
got.
Wow.
So much going on.
Remember? Do you remember when you teased about that comedy club?
Did remember that this is? I know. Well, no, I did that.
Did you?
I closed
go?
Last week's show with that. I talked about it into my phone, or I opened up some show with it.
Oh, we did.
I by the way, when this does drop, whenever it does, that question will be answered. Whatever happened, I think I ended up tagging it on some show because I thought it was so important that no one gives a shit about. You know, I will talk about this. Have you been pulled over?
Pulled over?
Yeah.
I've been pulled over before.
You know, all the things now with the cops breaking the glass.
Yeah. I saw that. Very crazy.
You mean that super topical thing?
Yeah. No. Aristotle, you're right. This is a shelf show. We shouldn't be talking about anything topical. We shouldn't be talking about police.
This has turned
we should
into
be talking
show.
About politics.
And it's all, wait, I don't know if a shelf show should have this thing. Well, can I say something? And I hate to even make edits on
no,
the shelf show.
No, you can't say it. You don't talk about it.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, what if you go, could we make it more like I did with that other thing? Like,
what other thing?
You know, where we go, hey, remember the... we're like,
remember
that cop attacked that black guy?
No, remember the cop? There was a we can just go. Okay. Remember, there was that period where. Well, it's probably still happening. Maybe we should just take for granted. Look, this show isn't going to sit on the shelf for a year. We're talking to maybe a few weeks, so it's still going to be topical. I think we're fine.
Yeah, but once it's on the shelf, it's like, do you really know?
You never know. Well, you never know. I mean, this could be used in 100 years in a shelter. To keep people alive.
Bomb shelter?
I'm not. I mean, seriously. I mean, this show could end up being a religion because they find it on an island.
This could
so
be in a time capsule.
This could be in a time capsule. Oh, what do I want to say to people?
On the shelf time capsule.
Okay, no.
Should we write what we want to say to yourselves 10 years from now?
Just say, what would you want
to
say?
We should all talk to each other.
Okay, got it.
Ourselves.
Let's say this show ends up in a time capsule.
Okay.
And it's 2100. Wait, I think I said that wrong.
2100?
Yeah. It's 2014.
That's a year. 2100 is a year. You're
86
correct.
Years from now.
Yeah, that's not that far in the future.
I know what I'm saying. I want to say, okay, so what's it? What year is it now? 2014?
Yes,
so I
want to
say,
2014.
It's
how
2000,
long have we been in this time capsule?
It's 2060. What do you want to say? Someone finds the time capsule, and what are you going to say to them? Seriously, no bullshit. They open it up, and it's in there in a dry vac, so it's the recording of it. It's a chip. It still works. Maybe they have to get an old way to play it, but what do you want to say to those people in those years? What are you going to say? Like, what's up?
Hey, this is Andrew. It's 2014. Is pussy still relevant?
I mean, if you know what, it's all. If you care about that, then I'm okay with it. If you care about that, does pussy matter? Did they figure out a way around that? Oh my God, all this on a shelf.
This is Robbie Kirk of Talking to Yourself, Robbie Kirk.
Oh, yeah, no. What do you say?
And I'm really hoping that they haven't found a solution to pussy. I'm really hoping that they just still have pussy.
By the way, they're going to worry. What group left this time capsule? All the 10 nervous people worried about there's no pussy anymore?
No, I'm really worried about pussy. We're in a drought of pussy right now.
What if for some reason they asked the guys... Just when that capsule was being put away, they went up to a group of people that were all, like pussy hungry, and they went, "What do you want to say to the people in 2060? I hope there's pussy.
There better be pussy in 2060.
Hey, if the pussies are still there, can you hear me?
Hello. All right, I would just like to tell everybody that the Bitter Booter is still available on DVD.
Oh my God. I just don't know anymore. Listen, don't tell anyone I use that as a segue.
We'll keep it a secret here. This is on the shelf, Todd. This is on the shelf. Nobody will hear it. Nobody's going to hear your bad segues.
This episode isn't even out yet, so you're fine. No one's going to worry about it.
Yo, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
Because I'm the most sensitive person in the world, and if I think someone else
no,
feels
no, no,
like
no, no, we have sensitive over here next to me, not you, Todd.
I know, I wasn't bragging I was sensitive. I like, hey, man, I'm the most sensitive person in the world, you asshole. You got a problem with it? Hey, asshole, stop telling everyone you're the most sensitive. I'm the most sensitive, you pile of shit.
No, I have more feelings than you do.
No, you don't.
No,
you're more sensitive than me.
What was the,
why are you so sensitive?
I cried at 7 pounds. Did you even see 7 pounds? You?
I'm crying now. Now, as I'm talking, my acting wasn't that great, but you understand.
The most insensitive laugh cry.
I get sensitive when anybody talks about any race.
You're great. I love that person. I don't like. I guess.
Is America ready for that?
I guess that's
America, right. Are you ready for it?
You know what? Play Rory Scovel's message for, because you know what, maybe this could be in the time capsule. Oh, you know what? This is good to put on the time capsule if I never do it anywhere else. I'll tell you why, because.
Why is this a time capsule?
Yeah, are we still doing
this? No, this is, well, we're made.
Is this episode going in a time capsule?
I changed
it. It's in a time capsule.
No, we're Aristotle. Mark it down. We're putting this episode in a time capsule.
I think I'm making sense. We may pretend that, that it's going to be 2060 or whatever it is, right? In the May, pretend that it's going to be 2060.
Jews will be
Jesse,
gone.
Jesse, a listener, sent me in a thing for his. Jesse sent me in a thing for his girlfriend who's having her birthday. Her name is Casey Hunt. And he said, would you do something for her birthday? He was really cool the way he asked. And then he said, if Rory did something, she would like shit in her pants. So he asked me to do it 2 weeks ago. Now, of course, I'm probably going to just play this on another show. But what if he goes, that motherfucker Todd Glass never played it, and then 2060 rolls around, and all of a sudden he's listening and he hears this. He hears Rory. It's 2060.
Hi there, Casey Hunt. This is Rory Scovel from the Todd Glass Show, and I just wanted to get in touch with you, and I just wanted to say, Scott, I'm leaving a birthday message for someone. Can you give me a second?
It's Scott Moran's with him, and he's acting like I didn't understand it at first, so I'm going to give you a little clarity. He's trying to show him cat pictures on the internet, and it's like the most boring person in the world that would interrupt somebody. And somebody, so here's the whole, the thing with Rory and the.
That's Scott Moran in the background. You probably remember him from whogivesashit.com, his whole thing that he does. Anyways, happy birthday, Casey. Scott, I am trying to leave a message for a friend here. It doesn't have to. Well, I'm allergic to cat photos also. I'm not just allergic to cats.
Stop being stupid and just validate me on this.
I am also allergic to cats. Photos. I can only. Casey, I'm sorry about this. Look, Casey, the deal is you don't talk to Casey like that. You do not talk to Casey like that. She's my friend. You know what? You're going to be a dick like that? How about I handle this like a man? You like that? You like getting shot? Do you like getting shot?
I don't like it. Stop.
Do you want me to stop shooting you? Do you want me to stop cheating you?
Yes, I deleted that figure.
How about that?
Christ,
how about that? How about that gun?
In my testicle. God damn.
That's right. I shoot people that don't shut up. Jesus, Casey, I'm so sorry about that. Anyways, Casey, happy birthday. I just want to say that it's awesome that, Todd was here for you and you guys could actually have a birthday.
Dude,
and
it's a dog photo. I just did a dog photo.
Are you serious? I just shot you.
This one's even.
Oh, my God. The thing, I didn't know it was that violent.
It's very violent.
Wow. Well, Rory's got a lot of pent up.
He seemed like a really nice person, but
people never knew it. Like, now he's as big as like Zach Galifianakis or somebody.
He just shoots people who don't shoot.
No, now he's this big, but this podcast gets released and they go, "Oh, well, he was always violent." You remember on the old Todd Glass shows? Because like, eventually he takes out a whole building, and they go, "Yeah, that's what's going to happen." And then in 2060, they're going to hear them on this show, and they're going to go, "Oh, well, everybody knew it. Did you ever hear the Todd Glass Show capsule show? Rory was shooting somebody because they wanted to see cat photos. Oh, he had a temporal."
Yeah, we recorded Rory being just a murderer.
He's a murderer. Well, Rory is a murderer, and he knows it. Listen. Can you get that CB song ready? Because they're going to want this song, and we're at, in the heaven. Now this goes to heaven.
This better.
Nah, this show is for heaven. This show, here's what happens. What's
this show's
heaven?
For Jesus.
It ends up, but heaven is this show, and people come to listen. So we're really sending.
It's piped in through the intercom.
It's piped
of
in through the intercom of heaven. Thank you. Right. This show
the
gets piped
intercom.
In. Listen, there's
is
a
there
lot of responsibility.
Wait, hold on.
Attention, heaven.
Be nice to each
attention,
other.
Attention, heaven.
Be nice to each other. Everyone's going to be in heaven listening. I want to be gentle and nice and no judgment.
Are we
no
sure that there's going to be heaven in 2060, though?
Yes. There's definitely heaven, and this
you
is going to end
in
up
heaven?
In it. Do I believe in heaven?
Heaven definitely is reverb.
That's a good point.
Heaven? Of course it does. Heaven has. Of course it does. When, listen, when you say heaven, and I'm joking around, people know I love reverb.
You're reverb.
And it's not like I'm trying to take this effects of the voice and say, make it work. It works for a reason. Because heaven has reverb.
Heaven is reverb.
Heaven is reverb. Why? Because I'll tell you what. When you get a massage in this atmosphere, it's lifeless weight. Because it makes sense even for a massage. Guess what else it makes sense for?
What?
When you're jogging down the street. Hello, I'm jogging.
I love when my masseuse has reverb.
Oh,
oh man. She's
they're just
massaging.
Their shoulders are going. There you go. Your whole body is more pliable when there's reverb in the massage room. Think
it's
about
so
it.
Oh, good.
Oh, Jesus. There you go. And this
hands,
is heaven.
Your hands are so much more malleable with my skin when there's reverb.
Hey, can you turn up the reverb in my massage? And this show sat on a shelf.
Reverb heaven.
The show was put in a time capsule on a shelf in heaven.
In reverb heaven.
And then they got it out. And they go, what is this?
They do this when there's negativity in heaven.
Can I talk about the cops?
Todd.
I had to pick Todd. The worst time to bring it up.
Todd, you can talk about whatever you want.
Okay, well, I do want to talk about this. I thought about something. You know, there's a lot of, back in whatever year it was, I think it's back in 2014. I'm going to make it work because that way I don't feel guilty about doing it. No, seriously, back in 2000, I was thinking about something because it's 2062. Mm-hmm. And do you remember back in 2000? I overdo it. Do the math, separate, count down, carry the one. Wow. It was the thing where they were talking about.
Can I help you talk? Was it 2014? Was it
2014?
2014.
You're talking about the cops thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, you're talking about police.
They were pulling people out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I have something I want to say about that. Okay. I've been seeing a lot. Well, here's what's going to happen. I'm getting into it shitty. Please give me a little slack here. It's a bit. I'm going to talk about this goddamn cop thing if it's the last thing I do. No, why so? I don't. Is this getting pumped in through heaven? And I forgot. Can you imagine?
Heaven's that? Like, we don't have police.
No, we don't have police. We have gates to keep the riffraff out. Sure.
Is that what heaven's like?
The rapper riffraff.
Heaven has no riffraff in it.
Heaven has no riffraff. I like when people think heaven means you lose your sense of humor. So, like, if somebody you know dies, amongst comedians, you don't have to worry about it too much. But sometimes, my friend said he dealt with it once. I remember him telling me a story about his sense of humor didn't match necessarily all his relatives, you know, when it came to death. And, but I like when somebody will say something sarcastic and somebody unnecessarily like, oh, that's what is this about? Wherever this person is it a good place if he loses his sense of humor? So if he is hearing, and it's all in the hypothetical that he has a sense of humor still, and if he doesn't, that's hell. Going somewhere and eavesdropping on everybody without the same irony you had when you were on the planet. Now you're from up above listening down with no sense. Of course, that would be so. You can always make those jokes if the person alive would have laughed at them. Now, if it's your grandmother, you still make them because she's not going to hear that shit.
Yeah, she's dead.
Come on, stop it already. But I'm saying if they did hear it, no. If I thought that, no, because my guess what? I believe if there is a place, everyone gets it when they're there. It's my only hope to make pretend. That heaven is just everybody gets it when it comes to comedy.
That's I texted my grandmother a bunch of emojis today.
Did you really? Watch your mouth. Seriously, not on this show. You want to go on Marc Maron and spew out shit like that? You do it.
It's disgusting.
Did you really? Oh, no, you were here when you did it.
I did, yeah. And she texted me back, has L.A. gotten to you this much?
That is just the best because at least me, and I'm sure Mark, you look like you thought, because you know, like, oh, that's how simple she is. Like, that's, oh, stop it, you highfalutin LA type of people with your whatever they're called.
I wanted to go to a Greek food restaurant for my birthday one time, and my grandma's response was, must be nice to be rich.
shut the fuck up. And your grandmother sits home and is she still sing? By the way, do you have her singing any other songs?
I did not bring her singing any other songs, but she is still in old folks home right now.
But she's, did you have,
yes,
do you have
she
any,
is.
You
she
have
is
any,
an
you
old
have been,
folks home.
Do you have any other songs? Can we lay one in right
I
now?
I didn't bring any songs.
No, can we lay it in later?
We could if so, Jake has any. Oh, you know what? I'll go home and I'll record them and I'll send them to you.
Well, we're going to need it within a week.
I'll get it. I'll get it. No, I'm, no. No, the shelf life is terrible, but I'll record one for you.
Listen, let's actually, since we ended
up
getting it.
Do you want a specific song that my grandma, do you want her to sing?
Let me watch you make everybody's life easy right
now. Okay, here we go.
Folks, we know that this show is what gets piped in through heaven. We're deciding on that. Sometimes it's hard because I also want to think of this show as for, like, in a time capsule, everyone opens it up and they're like, oh, you know, what was going on then? But this show ends up going in heaven. They're pumping it through heaven. And right now, this is what, seriously, picture it, it's heaven. Everything is
streets
what?
Of gold.
Streets of, no, that's the other heaven. That's the bad heaven. This is just happy people. Everyone's not arguing. There's harmony. People are all fed. They're all loving. They're all caring. They're all giving. It's just everybody treating everybody the way everybody knows they should be respected. That's what it is. And while they all walk around, they wear like white, light clothing. The temperature's always whatever they want it to be. And they hear this.
Anytime it rains, it rains. And he's from heaven. Don't you know each town complains? Heaven's from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling all over town. You'll think that your umbrella is upside down. So treat it for a package of sunshine and flowers. So, oh, forget. Don't you know the things you love, they will bring showers. And when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. You'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Oh, my grandma!
Now, obviously,
that song.
You
really
know what
great.
Happened. They just heard your grandmother
grandma
singing
Hope.
In heaven.
Hope.
Grandma Hope.
Grandma Hope.
Grandma Hope.
My Lord.
There is Grandma Hope. My Lord. Grandma Hope. Grandma Hope. My Lord.
Nick, you are.
My hope.
Morning star shines.
Oh, you really like.
Oh, you found a recording of my
Jay,
grandma?
Get out of here. You really like this song, don't you?
You twinkle above.
Just come on, go along with it. I have a sense of humor. Oh, no, Jake really likes
good
this.
Morning star
yeah,
shines.
Play it. I don't care.
You lead us along.
I used to be tucked in to go to bed with this song. My mom didn't want me to sleep.
Our early.
Everybody's? Todd, in 2060, what is the correct term to call Oompa Loompas?
Yes, their names.
Well played.
Right? How about the... Wow, I bet the story is out on the street that to give you a little bit what's in the news. This is back to the time capsule joke.
It's topical stuff.
Jesse Wentridge really said bad things about Todd Glass, the comedian, and when he found the capsule right now, I know he's dealing with he thought he never did it when he heard it in the time capsule. The bit that he that was a funny bit, by the way, Rory did. All in a time capsule. There's so much. Hey, by the way, even if you're on the time capsule, I want to thank Christopher for the seagull idea. Well, no, Christopher. And Christopher doesn't realize I never thanked him. Oh, here's the seagull thing in the last show, but he doesn't until now. Sure, Danny LaBelle should be back on the show soon. Yeah, he was very funny. Well, sure, we love him. The type punch a friend funny, sure. No, I love him as much as you. No, I know that idea he wanted to do with the music, but it scares me because he was going to bring a lot of people here. Oh, all right. Calling me names isn't going to make me want him to do the bit. I don't like that. I do like that bit. I just got done with it. Okay. Joe, I need a new opening. That is like a jump starter for life. Like, how could you... Like, if I was in a grumpy mood, and then you... Let's say you were my significant other, and around the house you just started playing that. You got to really be mad to go, no, I'm not going to snap out of it. No, I'm sorry. You can play it all you want. That's really... I'm... No, I don't. You can play it all. No,
I'm really in a bad mood. No, I didn't know.
No, you can play it all you want. I don't. I can't. We have to agree on these things.
I just don't feel joy. I just don't feel joy.
By the way, you can play that to your little fucking. You can play that till your little finger falls off right now. I don't play making up. I'm angry and I don't want to make up. And I mean, it is. All right, I'm sorry. It is fun with that song. With that isolated thing. CB song. This is the way I call for bits now. Well, the old way, I worried about being smooth, but it ended up my smoothness became in my unsmoothness. Oh, the cops thing. So you all want to hear about that, I'm sure.
Yes, please.
Any hootie. Any hotty hootie, hitty, hitty. All on the shelf.
And the blowfish.
And the blowfish said, no, it's all the thing. I am going to say this because, you know what, then I'll feel like I said it. The cops... You know, of course there's going to be people that are pulled over now that are being told to be pulled over and get out of the car for legitimate reasons. And a lot of them are going to sometimes turn on their camera and you aside. It's very important to go, no, that cop didn't do anything wrong. That cop did. But the majority of the time, that's not the case. And I thought about something. So for when it does happen, when you see now people taking advantage of this maybe that we're like, you know, it's all their fault. It's all their fault because... that fraternity thing that they had. And I've done a lot of ride-alongs, and I think, and I still stand my ground that I think for the 5% of the cops that are whatever it is, they're fucking really great. You know, that involves having such patience and such, you got to be, a spiritual person makes a great cop because you can diffuse so many situations. It's a fucking super, I told you, my friend John do it, but it's not the majority of them, but they had this little fraternity thing going on. We protect each other. How'd that fucking work out for you that the public has no trust in you? If you would have had situations over the years where you went hard on your own force and you tattled on each other and you had some cases, even if you didn't do it all the time, even if the word was you should have been doing it more, you did it a little. But there's like none of it. There should be a shit ton of stories where the police department turned on their own. Not turned on their own, gave their own what they deserved. But they all covered for each other. They all hit it. How'd that work out for you, as Dr. Phil would say? It's fun to say that. Hey, oh, that thing you were doing where you weren't, where you was just like obnoxiously never defending the right and a lot of abuse and a lot of inward, knowing that there was prejudice going on, but they were all afraid to rat each other out, that thing you were doing. Hey, I haven't been, well, how'd that work out for you? It didn't. Ooh. 2014 happened. You know, I'm using that as a reference.
But. What if when this episode comes out, there are no honest cops? Because what if in that case, like...
There will always be.
In that case, though, what if, like...
Turn his mic out. I won't
not
be interrupted.
Not mine, though. Not mine.
No, not me.
Don't turn my mic up.
They're sharing a mic. Turn his half off. And don't and put the no overflow button on. That means he can't. His whisper won't. Put your hand up.
Get him. Oh, mama song.
Get up over that thing.
Get up over the sofa. Give your grandmother a place to sit.
There's a lot of bad police.
Get up over the, get up over your high horse about your cop rant. Get up off your high horse about your cop rant.
Police, we like
find the song faster, Jake.
Oh, Jake, what are you doing?
Jake,
are you even getting paid for this, Jake?
Ow! I feel good.
Yeah, get up off of it.
Yeah, get up off of it. I played the song at a wedding recently. It was amazing.
It is a good song.
Amazing.
Come on. Hey, get up off of that thing. Get up off. Hey. Hey, get up
turn,
off of
turn
it.
Turn that light on.
No, stop it. Seriously, I'm not joking around. Get up off of there. Get off. Hey, get off. Shut up. You tell him.
Get up off of it.
Get up off of that thing. Get up off of that thing. Get up off of that thing.
Get on. I don't know what tone I have to take with you. Just get over.
Get up off of that thing.
I would feel, everybody would feel better if you just get up off of the sofa.
Get up off.
I'm telling you, gosh. Is get off of the sofa.
Please get off.
Get up off.
Oh, seriously, get off of that thing. Seriously, it hurts. Get off of that.
Get off of that thing.
No, I'm not joking around. You're going to hurt yourself. That's higher than you think.
Can't you tell by the plastic? I like it not touched and stuff. Get off
of that thing.
No, come on, that's why we don't have nice things. I walked 4 miles to get that sofa.
Get up off of that sofa.
I stole Jake's.
Oh, seriously, get off all this stuff. I paid a lot of money for people to not get on it.
Jesse, stop making it look like I'm a killjoy. You're getting footprints and mud all over it. Get up over that thing.
No, 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 please. I'm saving that for marriage.
You were conceived on that sofa. I don't want you to sit on it.
Come on, stop it. I just had the housekeeper here.
I didn't fight my way all the way to the end of The Price is Right to not win the showcase for you to ruin it. Get off. Get off of this.
Oh, seriously, get up off of that thing. Your grandma didn't die on this couch for nothing.
Seriously, guys, I'm not even joking around. Get up off of that couch. No, no. Guys. Guys,
but what if
guys,
really
I'm not fucking,
couch?
I'm not laughing, I'm not
white,
laughing,
this white
I'm not
couch,
laughing, it's not a joke, get up
white,
off the couch,
white couch,
get up, please get off the couch,
this song is 6 minutes long, there's a lot of things to say,
I know, I didn't want to,
can I play something, look, you guys know me, and if you let me do this stuff, it makes me
no,
happy,
no, you
soon.
Can't sing, Todd,
no,
we don't want you to sing,
not actually
seriously,
that,
I agree with Aristotle.
But I want to play this because since it's on the capsule, I think this is very important. And I only
on the shelf capsule.
Yeah, on the shelf capsule. Well, this show's on the shelf. It's
actually just a Beats by Dre.
We don't know what this show is. It is it is it scary to think like the responsibility that we all have in this room right now? And I think we need to look. I'm going to have to layer in these things. I know before when I talked about the cops got you know. I well this is consider these talk-less editorials. The whole show, everyone gets that phone. Once in a while, I drop an editorial. So if we're going to look at it that way, I don't feel so bad about, you know, going off on a tangent. I think I'm pretty good at sharing the most of the show. Who the fuck just said that? Because it's really upsetting. I'm kidding, but oh, no, it's good. It's perfect. In the middle of that whole speech. Oh, God. And then I reacted, and then it was one of those things where, guess what? All our acting is so good that you – it's a great place to be when you stop a bit to go, oh, no, I'm kidding. And they go – and you know they knew the minute you stopped. You're like, I know you knew. I didn't know. But the minute you gave me that look, I went, they knew. I didn't have to stop. Or you go – oh, you didn't think I was being mean, did you? And they're like, stop. No, don't worry about it. That's what just happened with you.
I look forward to the phone call tomorrow.
Jesus, well, not after that fucking dissertation. You owe me $50. Anyway, listen. So what's this?
You can PayPal that as well. Yeah. If you want
to. Todd loves money,
you were
in case
saying
you don't know.
The responsibility of
of cops.
Are we scared of the responsibility of this?
Oh, no.
Should we
be
afraid of
the police? Shut up. I know what we were talking about. No, whoa. I didn't. I didn't. You helped me. I didn't. You helped me.
Yeah, Mark.
That's right. Guys, that's the joke that I didn't know. And then when you tell me, I go, shut the fuck up. I know. Like, because all the. It's funny because in here I ask. Sometimes I'll look up there. I'm going to explain. By the way, it's one thing if the people at home. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. Is this being pumped in through heaven still?
This is in heaven.
When you think back,
is definitely still in heaven.
Play your grandmother again to calm everybody.
All right, Aristotle, I'll put it
seriously, in. Seriously, play. No, put it in. It's just going to happen.
It's just going to happen.
You have to make it seem. No, no.
She's just
okay,
in heaven
okay,
forever.
Okay, we bring you now back to heaven. Everyone in heaven got disarray because we were fighting because we forgot. Oh, back to your grandmother.
Anytime it rains, and he's from heaven. Don't you know each town complains? Heaven's from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling all over town. You'll think that your umbrella is upside down. So trade it for a package of sunshine and flowers. Don't you know the things you love? They will bring showers. And when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. You'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Everyone's happy in heaven now because they heard your grandmother sing again. Can I tell you, we put so much reverb that it really sounded great. And people just heard it. They're like, it did. As much as people make fun of me asking for reverb, when they hear your grandmother sing, they're like, that really was peaceful.
Well, in heaven, reverb doesn't cost extra.
Of course it doesn't. That's why everybody cranks it up. There's reverb in the water. It's like the water's fluffy. Yeah, they have fake chocolate flavor. They have chocolate flavored watered milkshakes. They're the same calories as water, but because the air is so fluffy, they can make water thick. And
but
then
in
they
heaven,
put chocolate. They the non fat chocolate syrup.
But in heaven,
so
you
they have
to worry
a non. What about it?
Do you have to worry about calories?
Yeah,
in heaven?
I was thinking the same. Do we have to count calories in heaven?
Sure,
because that doesn't sound like heaven.
That's an easier way out of it, but yeah, okay, let's change it.
Can
to
we
that.
All just be fat as fuck.
I'm not
in
gonna
heaven?
Lie. No, you're not. Everything's perfect. Oh, look, this is not really going to happen. Well, listen, we have a responsibility. Is this, you know, we might get a little lost there. We change the color of a light and listen, let's forget it's a shelf show and just have fun. We're overthinking it, right? We're starting to, you know what I mean? We can do whatever we want, you know? We could do CB thing if we wanted to. We can call people.
By the way, where's the phone? You want to call somebody?
Yeah, I'd like to call somebody.
Yeah, let's call people on our phone.
Who should I call?
I don't know. Where's my phone?
I'm glad we're doing
your
this.
Phone?
Where's my phone? You don't know where it's at?
Do I know where your phone is? Right there?
Do you want to call Tom Likas? Is that what you want to do?
No, don't try to sway us into here.
You don't want to call into Tom Likas?
Yeah, that's exactly. What if I fell for
just,
that?
This is so.
Oh, yeah,
just
call Tom Likas.
Just so heavy-handedly leading into a bit.
Well, we're going to.
Can I just say that I fucking love James Adomian?
Oh, me too.
Yeah,
me
best.
Too.
James call Rory Adomian. Scovel.
Ooh.
I can just tell Siri to call.
relationship. Ooh. Some would say you're his mentor. Ooh.
Oh, God.
He's on television.
I have to say it again. Call Roy Scoble.
Ooh. I know a comedian.
It's not. Not gonna work because we keep talking after you say Rory Scovel.
All right, listen, listen. We're not gonna be able to hear him. Hold on. Hello, Kitty. What am I?
We calling somebody?
All right, we're calling Rory Scovel. The phone is ringing. Of course, we can only let it ring 68 times.
That's our limit. Chris Hardwick has a limit on 68 rings.
Rory, we called you from our time class cap school. Oh, from my podcast time capsule. Oh, Jesus. All right, I better go. Bye.
Got him.
Right,
that was the
call James Adomian.
Been on this podcast before
at midnight.
Tom Likas.
Oh, I'm Tom Glass. I'm Tom Glass. Oh, James Adomian. Tom Glass.
He's actually looking up James Adomian in my contacts.
He's doing the Meltdown Show.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Wait, why are my numbers all weird? Oh no, they're not.
Did you get that update?
Oh, because you made my phone smaller.
Who made your phone smaller? Todd, nobody touched your phone.
No, my text. Jake, my someone made my... I don't know why it bothered me, but somebody made my text too big.
Jake,
no,
you
serious,
made my phone smaller.
No, he did it right.
Jake, you made my phone smaller.
No, Jake made the...
Hey, Jake, you made my phone smaller.
Jake made the text...
Hey, Jake, why is my text so small on my phone? What'd you do?
Hey, what's up? Is that me?
It's you.
What'd you do?
Hey, Jim,
oh,
hey,
Todd, just call Barbara Walters.
Hey, Jake,
Barbara
I'm just trying to call James Adomian.
No, where is it? Oh, there it is. Listen.
Is it Barbara Walters?
Listen.
Barbara Walters.
Oh, wait. James Adobian, it calls him. What's the way I spell it? I spell it A capital D-O-B-N.
Well, there you go.
Here
James Adobian.
Maybe he'll answer. By the way, we need to make... We need to make a preface with him because of his nature of who he is. Mm. So we need to make a preface.
Can he hear us in the microphone or no?
No, he can't.
This is not how it works.
But hold on. I knew you needed to preface something to him because of his sexual nature. So I have to. I do actually, when it picks up before, in case he says anything he's embarrassed to say. So I do have to make a special. Mm-hmm. Just please don't say anything because I can't use
please
it until.
Please leave your message
What does he think of it?
Are you gonna leave?
Hey, James, it's Todd. I should tell you now, for legal reasons, we are broadcasting you live on the Todd Glass Show. So if you said anything homosexual that would embarrass you, we just want to let you know we're on the air. Do you have any? Oh, was his message? No, I knew that. I did know that. Even in the bit, I knew that. Jesus. Hey, James, this is what I hang out with. You got a little taste of it. Idiots that don't get my sense of humor. I'm kidding around. It's a safe zone. All right, listen.
What's it is, man?
I'm kidding around. It's the same zone.
Yeah, like that. Well, you know that
try
I love
call
you.
Call something out. Someone else.
You know, you're right. Who else?
Hold do you have anybody?
These guys. The guys in the room with you. Hold on. You could just talk to us.
What if Rory and James are doing a Todd Glass show
without Todd? Ooh.
Well, it's on the shelf. It could be possible. This is a shelf episode. They could be doing it right now. Do you have any comedians that pick up their phones?
Who are you calling?
Who is this?
Hold on.
Is this Louis C.K.?
No. Oh, you know, I should start just randomly.
Dave Chappelle's number.
Does anybody answer?
Is this Whoopi Goldberg?
Freddie Prinze Jr.?
This is Freddie Prinze Jr.'s cousin.
Is this Sinbad? Are you calling Sinbad?
This is Katie Levine's niece's friend's sister.
Are you calling Darren Carter?
Ted.
I'm Darren Carter, the party starter.
I don't have service. You can't call me in here. It's just going to keep ringing.
This is Diaz. Leave me a mess, and I'll clean it up.
Who is that? Who was that?
Please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up. Diaz. Or press 1 for more options.
Dave Chappelle. I called you on my podcast, but I liked your outgoing message. It seemed to go over very well here in the studio. So anyway, listen. I got to go.
Do you have anybody more famous?
No, not that I could bother. It's so funny. I'm thinking, who do I know that I could bother that would be like fun to call? Well, obviously, look, let's lay the elephants out of the room. It's it's fun to call all types of people, but definitely if you start calling people that, what I was going to do is Lorne and having a conversation. What if that was my goal?
Do you have a lot of hot? Do you have Lorne Michaels' number?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, that's a good one.
Sarah Silverman. Try calling Stephen Fine Arts.
You know what?
Is he the director of Bitter Buddha?
Let's call Stephen Fine Arts, but not tell him we're recording. With him, I could do it.
If he knows I'm here, he'll hang up.
Hold on, who's calling? Oh shit! Let me. Oh, I want him to think it was me.
You can still talk.
Oh, no, he won't hear this. Though.
Are you calling Steve Fine Arts?
And Jake is.
Okay.
Here, hold it.
It says Steve Fine Arts on Jake's phone.
He's not going to pick up when you're calling him. He'll pick up for Todd.
God.
Now, Todd, you try calling him.
Oh, shut up.
Whoa. Todd, you try calling
him.
Wait,
no, that's not nice. That's not nice.
But it would be funny.
No, see if he picks up for you, Todd.
Okay, well, he's not going to pick up for me, either. I think he's pretty good at picking up.
I bet he would. No. Short. Do it. Yeah, I bet he will pick up for you.
Okay, I'm going to say.
Oh, look who's calling me back. Who?
Oh, let's see. Steve Finals. Let's see if he hangs up on you for me.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording.
What's happening?
Hello? Steve, is that you? What am I, a moron?
Okay, it's here.
Steve, what's up?
What's up? I'm at the grocery store.
What are you doing?
What's going on?
What are you doing at the grocery store?
I got a problem. I'm getting this here.
You have a problem?
I'm getting gelato myself.
Watch your mouth. No, don't say that. The African Americans. What are you hanging out? Who are you hanging out with tonight?
By myself.
Oh, Steve, I'm sorry.
I got Andrew Furtado's calling me right now. What's happening over there? What the fuck is going on?
What? Just stay calm. Listen, we didn't want to scare you, but we had a little mishap.
What happened?
Nothing. We are recording you for the podcast,
is
though.
Is your refrigerator running?
Is your refrigerator? Come on, I wanted to do that one, Jake. Hold on, I'll be here. Oh. Hey, is your refrigerator running?
What the fuck is this?
You better go get it then. asshole! We got you good.
Fuck you! We got you.
We got you good. You eat it. Suck it. Suck it. Suck it. Suck it. Ow, you ate it good,
idiot.
Stupid.
We got you in the grocery store. We got you while you were shopping for kale.
Asshole. Hook, line, and fuck you, asshole. How you feel now, you piece of shit? Your mother eats Super Bowls.
Yes, she does.
I steal other people's, but I fucked them up. Your mother eats super glue and Super Bowls.
Your mother's a whore.
Hello? All right, listen. Hey. Wait. What? Steve, what? Are you okay, Steve?
I'm all right.
All this for a shelf show. This is what people are going to hear in heaven. No.
Heaven
can wait. Hello, mommy. All right, Steve, it's good talking to you. We have a lot of other people to call.
Okay, good. Bitter Buddha is available online.
Stephen Fine Arts, everybody.
You know what? Stephen Fine Arts knocked it out of the park. He's a funny motherfucker.
Starts crying.
See, he gets it.
The only one that picked up.
You know what he's shooting? Well, that already happened. They shot...
Robbie, can you call your grandmother?
Henry Phillips. No, don't wake her up. Oh, dead. She's not.
She's not sleeping, if you know what I mean. Do you guys know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Remember?
She has a roommate that just she keeps her up all night and screams.
Do they party?
Yeah, she does.
No, she's a terrifying roommate.
Oh. Yeah, she
a legitimately terrifying roommate.
Yeah, she is.
You know what? Be nice.
Oh, it's really scary. When you get old, you just end up screaming in the middle of the night.
Oh, stop
no
it.
Reason.
I would like this show to be
yeah,
happy.
You do.
It is happy.
It's, no, it's not. It's, if you're happy, if you're a sicko.
It's happy. She's dead. Don't worry about it.
If you know it,
she's not dead. Don't listen to sensitive.
Listen, everybody take a deep breath.
She's alive. Hope is still alive.
I have to do some important business.
We was hunting bear for the rocking chair out on I-40.
Have you heard this?
Dodging bugs in
this?
Pickup trucks in West New Mexico. It was a cloud.
Yeah, sure, he really listens to the show.
Cloudy day, and me and old Jay was just about bored to tears.
Not you,
but we
him.
Come awake when a CB break come a-ringing loud and clear. And we heard this voice that we ain't never heard before saying...
Break 1-9, I'm Phoebe Savage.
I like that they haven't heard it. It makes it fun again.
Anyone seen any smoky bears? How about some bear smokies? Phoebe Savage here. Come on.
Well, I looked at Jay and I said, hey, did you hear what I just heard? He nodded his head and his face got red and he never said a word. We both reached for the mic, thinking we might just answer that 1-9 call. When that CB device come back to life, just a lisping wall to wall. And that unusual voice came on again, saying,
Break 1-9 again. This is your one and only CB Savage. Mercy sakes, good bodies. Could I please have your 20? I'd settle for a big 10-4.
Sure you would.
Mercy, mercy. How about a milepost? Listen, you can't keep your hammers down forever, you know. Speak to me, pedal pumpers. How about it?
Well, the box went dead and we looked straight ahead and didn't say a word at all. We had four in the chair and the door back there, but nobody'd answer that call. A while went by and Jay and I, we started breathing again. We figured this stranger was plumb out of range when all at once he'd come back in. And it was
Hello.
That same odd voice.
Hi. How are you? Listen, breakers, are there any takers? Listen, I'm going to get my truck washed up a bit yonder. Does anybody want to pull over? I have a wonderful bottle of wine. I could set up a nice tablecloth on a travel table I bring. It's a little heavy, but I'll get it out of the back of the truck. I'm about 10 miles ahead of you. By the time you get up, I'll have some cheeses, some, you know, yogurts and stuff, and maybe we could do mani-pedis. I don't know. I just like to have fun. Are you there? Are you there?
Well, the box went dead, and we looked straight ahead and didn't say a word at all. We had four in the chair and the
Hello.
Door back there, but nobody'd answer that call. A while went by, and Jay and I, we started breathing again. We figured this stranger was plumb out of range when all at once he'd come back in. And it was that same odd voice saying,
Hey guys, I'm just checking the CB radio to see who's on it. You guys having a good time driving your trucks? I'm having a lot of fun driving my trucks. I wish I had anybody driving a truck with me. I'm so lonely driving this truck all by myself down the highway. I wish I could have some of you nice truck drivers driving down this road with me on this highway. I'll be at the next truck stop if y'all want to meet at the next glory hole.
Well, I looked at Jay and I said, Hey, did you hear what I just heard? He nodded his head and his face got red and he never said a word. We both reached for the mic, thinking we might just answer that 1-9 call. When that CB device come back to life, just a lisping wall to wall. And that unusual voice came on again, saying,
Hey, everybody. I'm just seriously wondering, is pussy still relevant?
Well, I never heard anything like that before. But I'll tell you what, I always try to end this bit positive. I'd never heard so many fucking morons talking over the squawker. You know. I didn't know because we like CBs, we also had to be stupid. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't remember the person coming up to me one day and said, well, if you decide that you're going to want to have a truck and you're going to want to have a CB, you'd have to be a moron that was closed-minded. Well, that's not me. I'd be more than happy to pull over at the next interstate and have a cheese with you and a tea or whatever you do, jumping around, having fun. And I'll pull over. Why did I have to make it bad? I'll pull over right now. Are you there, Breaker 19? Come on back to me here. This is Diesel Demon.
Hey, mister, I hear what you're talking about, Diesel Demon. This is 10-4, good buddy. I'm just listening to what you're talking about, and I'm just wondering, why don't you want to meet with me for some cheese at the next stop? You don't want to meet cheese? You don't? Excuse me, guys. Is this thing off?
Did you hear a fucking thing I said, you asshole? I hate more than a dumb homosexual.
Oh, you think I'm dumb?
Well.
Oh, is this where I talk now?
Can't keep up with this.
Is this where you... Breaker 14, is this where you wanted me to talk right now?
Jacob, I can't keep up with
Breaker, why are you being so hateful against me?
And that was the sick... Turn it off. And that was my idea for the twisted scene in the movie. That way it makes the bit make sense. Where the blail outs? What the...
It's time to keep going. 11.
What time?
11.
Yeah, we got it going for the close. We did it, folks. We made it. We made a show for the shelf. How about giving ourselves a nice round of applause?
They'll hear it eventually.
In 2016, you'll love this. 2016.
You've been so nice over there. Always generous with your laughter. Always kind. Always gentle.
Sorry, Todd. I just got to get through some stuff here.
Oh, what do we have?
Aristotle. Look at him over there. He's picking shit out of his pussy every week professional.
No. We
Aristotle. True professional.
Aristotle does have a pussy.
We have to play it. No, he knows. It's called business. It's stage business. Yeah, yeah. Can you play the other
Aristotle,
stuff we
you
need
got
to
nice
play?
Pussy.
Yeah. We just,
have a really nice pussy, Aristotle. How do you keep it so tight?
All right. Well, I mean, this one I had.
Be nice.
All right. Let me
no,
just
I'm complimenting nice. Yourself.
Sorry, guys. If you guys just couldn't talk, I just got to get through this.
Yeah, we got it. We have to do this. Just do it. I'm sorry. I hate to make you do it.
All right. That's probably
we have so many We're going in for the close. It's the close, everybody.
Christmas in Las Vegas.
That's right, it's another Christmas show. It has to be on the shelf, it has to be for Christmas.
Let's roll a yo beneath the mistletoe.
Christmas in Vegas.
While that angel strips, Rudolph sold the sled. Now he's betting on red in a casino made out of gingerbread. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's a trip.
Ba ba da da da, a da ba ba da ba, ba da da, ba ba ba, ba ba ba, ba 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 ba.
Siegfried and Roy. Christmas
in Las Vegas.
What a town.
All right, listen, we got to say goodnight. This has been a pleasure to be pulled off the shelf in heaven. Oh, I'm going to miss you.
What?
I don't know, just in case. Sure, I guess. Yes, I know I'm funny. I mean, that's a funny question to ask me, Siegel. Well, do you mind if I do a PSA, or is that going to be boring?
I mean, it is. If you, yeah, you do can it. Do it. You can do it.
Do it.
It's whatever you want.
I love weed. I love the weed.
You talking about weed?
Yes, we are in California, the place we plant the indica. Proposition 215, it's a medical need. Tell them out. Call it my
ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-boo-boo-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-da-ba. How do we close the shelf show? I don't know what to do. I tried that. I'm trying everything I can. What? How do we say goodnight? This has been a long show.
Has it been long?
No, it's been a perfect shelf show.
It's been fun.
This show did so much. It's been fun. And let's
go out
gently.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something truthfully, George Carlin? Through George Carlin?
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Okay. I was. This is one of my favorite shows to listen to of all time, for real, for George Carlin.
Not interrupting.
No, don't interrupt. And I was listening to this not too long ago. I was driving. I got a little bit high before I drive. It's one of my favorite things to do is to get high and listen to this show. And I listened to the episode with, I think it was Ian Carmel and
Rob Gleason.
Rob Gleason. I knew their names. And I don't, how dare you? I knew their names. How dare you? I said it.
It's like I don't even give you, go to
you,
say
didn't, you didn't even give me credit. I was talking about one of the episodes that I loved and you interrupted.
Yeah. Do it again and here's how bad I was. Go to say Rob Gleason's name.
All right, I was listening to the episode with
Rob Gleason and Rob Gleason. Yeah,
yeah. No, Todd, I was gonna,
you forgot.
No,
it's
Todd,
okay.
Todd, I was going to get to Rob Gleason.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm pretty, no, can I try and tell it again?
Sure.
I'll okay. I was listening to the episode with Ian Carmel.
Oh, and Rob Gleason.
No,
yeah,
Todd, I know
right.
It was Rob Gleason.
I forget
you don't have
names
to
too.
Me
I forget
tell
names.
Me it was Rob Gleason. I know it was Rob Gleason.
It seemed like there was a pause. I swear to God, I'm not.
No, I didn't pause at all.
It's kind of a pause.
All right, then I didn't put it in. Just
okay,
say.
Okay,
it.
Can I just say it again? I'm not gonna put any pause.
I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna instead of what I'm doing is I'm projecting. That you're forgetting it when if I would shut up for at less than a half a second,
seriously,
it's just going
to
fly.
Todd, I know it's your show, but if you just shut the fuck
I
up,
totally
I'll be
it.
Able to get to it.
Believe me, if anybody gets about me shutting the fuck up, it's me.
No,
the
for
day
real,
someone
me,
else
me
has to
I
tell
would,
me
I
to shut
it.
The fuck
I
up
love it.
Is a sad day for me because I'll tell myself to shut the fuck
what,
up before anyone
something?
Needs
no,
to. No, do it. I'm just saying I don't need you to tell me to shut up.
I was trying to have a real George Carlin moment.
Oh, you actually you were.
I was.
Okay, so
but that part
that.
Was kind of a bit.
We, you know what we did?
No, we did George Carlin at the beginning. It went to a
by bit. The very. By
but
the
it was
way,
still George Carlin the whole time. It was George Carlin the
thank
whole time.
Thank you for acknowledging it.
No,
I was about.
I know the George
shitty.
Carlin rule, and I don't want anyone to get offended by us breaking it because we did not.
We
break
didn't
it.
Break it. So now back to you were saying something nice. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Get back to your story, Robbie.
Wait, let him say he has a nice thing.
Jeez, thanks. I have a nice thing to say, Jake.
I know. I really want you.
No, I would like to get to it.
He's saying to George Carlin.
No, I know. I would like to get to it, but I feel like I'm being interrupted by a bunch of Jews.
My bad. Please.
Why'd you have to? That's not going to make it nice.
No. Seriously.
Bring up the Jews. What do you want?
I'm sick of the Jews interrupting me.
You know what? This show's not. You know what? This part I might have to edit it out because.
Oh, you're gonna edit this out. This George Carlin part. I'm gonna.
Oh,
you're
no.
gonna edit this out.
Don't interrupt him. And
yeah,
I swear
please,
to God, shut off everybody's.
I really
mic.
Want to hear this story.
Jake, just you have to ignore his tone.
Look, I said George
tone
Carlin.
He's tone
it
disease.
Turned into a little bit of a bit. It is
tone
still
deaf.
George Carlin, even though there's a bit happening with George.
I get
Carlin
it.
Happening.
I get it.
It's all kind of happening at the same.
Okay,
time.
I actually just really want to hear the story.
I hate to do this, but
I feel like you guys don't want to hear the story.
Okay, I'm gonna say to George Carlin.
Okay, to George Carlin.
Oh, I love it because the listeners know we're not.
No, I let know me, it. And I hate only, it when, as a listener, I hate it when it's broken.
Let me get this out.
You got it.
You said to George Carlin. God, by the way, all you can do in a, I do treat it that seriously because I love having it as a go to, and I hate to fuck with it. But
it's
if you
not,
fix it, here's what happened. Just let me get it out. Genuinely, you had a story. I remember that it was a compliment, but you said to George Carlin that way. I know you're not doing a bit, and then somehow we both know accidentally it turned into a bit.
It did.
But
it wasn't breaking the George Carlin part.
It wasn't
breaking the part of
but,
me being sincere.
But here's the part where I go to George Carlin. Mm-hmm. To George Carlin, I really do want to just hear it as opposed to making you have to stretch it out a bit.
No, you know
now,
what?
Here's the danger. Because
it's more
it's
fun
a
that way.
Because it's a compliment to me, it makes it look like, just let's hear it. So I guess you should do whatever you want, and I'm going to leave it between you and Jake.
Look,
how
I'm
you
gonna,
handle
yeah,
this.
And
gonna,
I swear
I'm
to God,
out.
I really do just want to hear the story.
Okay,
I'm sitting back.
Swear to God, I want to tell.
Just you two.
To George Carlin, I will tell the story, and to George Carlin, you can interrupt it if you want.
Okay, I'm not going.
Okay, I mean, okay. Just please tell the story.
Okay, well, I was listening to the Ian Carmel.
Can I tell you, when you don't know that music's going to come, I did not know. Do you know that wasn't for my, that was
you
not.
You know what, Todd?
I
saw you lean over to Jake.
No, you didn't.
No, I saw you.
Okay, you want to add another layer to George?
No, we can't. We can't.
Did you see me? Did you?
No, I to
you
George
did not
Cullen,
see me.
You did.
Okay, all we have to do go back and clean up, and everything's good. Everyone's like, let me just get, because I know I'm right.
Mm.
Everyone's fine with going. You know what happened? You accidentally got into a bit. Who gives a shit? Whatever the bit was, accidentally. So now let's get
it
back
just
to the part
this is the
about
that
the compliment. Yeah. I want to hear the compliment,
okay.
And I don't want
to George
interrupt
Cullen.
It.
Todd, I'm trying to give you a compliment.
No, don't to George Carlin. Don't interrupt this.
I'm actually just really excited to see this.
But do you hear me say to George Carlin? You can't interrupt this.
I think I said to George Carlin first, so really mine
it's,
trumps.
It's so uncomfortable
whatever.
To build up the suspense to think this compliment I'm going to get that, quite frankly, I just want to hear it.
I mean,
it
it's really not that good of a compliment, so I think
out.
You should calm down a little bit.
We're just two Jews in here.
Why you got to go fuck you and your compliment?
I was going to talk shit on the
Jews.
Say some Hail Marys.
By the way, what type of idiot are you where you're throwing out compliments that aren't that great? Well, if you're going to throw them out, they're free. Hey, don't think this compliment's going to make you feel real good because it's not that type.
No,
it's the type that's going
to
make you smirk.
But to George
when people are giving you a compliment, like if you said to me, what's a compliment, it would be a fucking compliment. What's yours?
To George Collins,
hey, you
is
look
the real
really
compliment.
All right in that shirt.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to disparage. I will never disparage the George Carlin because I know how everybody holds it. This is to George Collins a compliment.
Okay, let me hear it.
I was listening to Jesus.
It's so horrible. It's
nobody's
so
gonna trust the George Carlin thing ever
you,
again.
Anybody Whoa, that's hey. A regular no. listener knows that
they know that this is real.
As interrupted as it's getting,
it's
and you know
George,
I don't want it
to
but I'm
George
not gonna Carlin. Override it with another to George Carlin because I feel it's getting out of control. But I don't want this bit interrupted. Why is this bit getting interrupted when I said to George
fun.
Carlin? No, I use the higher power of me. With the I am Todd Glass.
Todd's the dictator.
This is my show, and if I want to have the rules are the rules.
I'm Todd Glass, and I declare that I can use the George Carlin whenever I fucking want.
Listen up and listen
you
up
will
good.
Not disparage me in any way whatsoever.
You listen up and you listen up good. I am not shitting around. Okay. I'm being totally serious. Okay? Okay. I don't know how this was happening. To George Carlin. There, I had to throw another one
okay.
out there. There's
how
so many
George Carlin?
Please, there's too
Does
many layers.
To screw a light bulb.
How many?
To George. It's so many layers. I want to get out of it. I have a headache.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, hello.
I'm having a great time.
Well, then maybe I need... Okay, so... But just can I do it for my own self-worth?
Yes.
To
please,
George
please,
Carlin,
please,
I want to re-enter... Just breaking this down. Please. I said to George
Carlin.
I said to George Carlin. You can override it. Otherwise, you will see me honestly get mad. Now, they're still funny because I get it. The fact that I'm treating it is such a big deal. But I'm begging everybody. You, I'm the most worried about, Jake. You're the only one I'm worried about because there's a smirk on his face. And once before.
Wait, what did you say to George Carlin? What was it?
If it makes you feel
just
better, to George Carlin,
just
I really want to hear the rest.
Oh, okay.
How many George Carlins does it take
Stop
to screw in a life?
Stop
it was amazing, by the way. And we
we'll
all need
Jim.
To applaud
we'll
Jacob for his.
Wait, that was Jacob?
That was Jacob.
Can I tell you the truth?
That was amazing.
I thought it was you, Aristotle.
No, it was
I thought it was you. What's your name?
Sensitive.
Put
Andrew
your phone
sensitive.
Away. Everybody take a deep breath. Andrew got a boner.
Saddest
fucking
saddest boner in the world.
It just goes to like wah, 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 wah. It's full, but it's not. It's still, you know. It's, wah, 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 wah.
I'm highly aroused
again.
Right now.
You see a girl, and it blows
hey,
up, in
ladies.
Your, and it blows up in your pants. That's how it blows up. Hey, I know it.
Yeah, I'll say it.
Okay, listen. Not shush. I mean, to me.
Oh, my God, I'm Andrew, and look at that hot lady over there. It's getting me real aroused.
And it makes your pants just stick out
but
a little
to George,
bit.
But to George Carlin.
Okay.
Can we get back to
yeah,
George
okay.
Carlin?
So listen, I am not shitting around.
This whole time I've been
I'm saying it in an aggressive fashion because it's the only way it's going to come out. Without it being interrupted, do not turn into a bit. There's going to be no conversation later like, oh, I thought we were doing a bit. To George Carlin, what is the compliment? And I don't want it interrupted.
To George Carlin. God damn it, Todd. You're laughing before I even start talking to my comeback.
I'm sorry.
You're not even going to be able to take it. You're breaking
the rule myself. I'm sick. I have a problem.
Look,
I swear to God.
Look, I think the listeners know. Look, Todd, I listen to the show enough, and I know the people that listen to the show enough.
Just say it. Just say it.
No, I get it.
No, just start saying
it. I know how you're laughing about George Carlin.
Okay, please.
And our audience knows that you are not breaking the George Carlin rule.
I know. Just say it. Just say it. What is it?
I'm just trying to say what my George Carlin thing is to you.
What is it? What is it? What is it? I'm not stopping.
It keeps getting interrupted.
Stop.
And I keep trying to say it to you, but everybody keeps laughing at it and interrupting the bit.
Robbie, to George Carlin,
just
say what you
have. The real thing I'm trying to say to you.
Robbie, what's the compliment?
To George Carlin. I was listening to the Ian Carmel and Rob Gleason episode.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent one.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was saying, to George Carlin, your show is one of my most favorite things to listen to in the entire world. If I'm in a bad mood and I'm feeling sad, I will listen to your show and I will smoke. I will listen to your show and it will put me in a good mood instantly, almost every single time. But when I was listening to the most recent Rob Gleason and Ian Carmel episode, I'm not sure exactly which song it was, but it was one of their theme songs. And somehow you set it up. You set it up so perfectly. And I was high on the freeway and I was driving and I was listening to it. And you set it up. And it just put the biggest smile on my face. It just, for real, for legitimate George Carlin, I was listening to it, and for like at least 5 minutes, I had the biggest smile on my face, and I would like to just say thank you for that smile.
You know what? You're welcome.
Thank you.
Because you know what someone said? Don't say, why now do I have to do it and then compliment? Like then... Can't I just get there? Because it's baby steps. And the baby steps are when someone says really something kind about you, even in the bit that was all around it, to my instincts or the old instincts are to go, oh, you know, or go make a joke and then just go thank you because it's someone meant it to
it's
be
real.
Kind and I appreciate it. And what about you fucking idiots? You can't say something nice about me? Don't make it up.
I wanted to say something very nice about his compliment. It was very sweet.
Yep.
And it made me feel great.
Everybody, no one compliment. I wanted to be about me. Well, I mean, if you all have a
sensitive, you son of a bitch.
Your boner went inward.
That's for you.
That's it going backwards when it sees life.
It's a belly boner.
Can I say one more thing?
Because it's out. Because you're just comfortable in the and you're in your dingy little hut you hang out in. But then when you go outwards then you see a pretty girl you like, it goes wah 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 wah. It goes backwards like a turtle's head under the shell, and that's the sound. Wah 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 wah. This is on the shelf, this show. Maybe there's a reason. Maybe
that
it ended up...
That compliment was on the shelf.
The compliment was on the shelf.
But for real, that was to George Carlin. And there was one more thing.
Oh, there's
another compliment.
Well, I don't want everyone to look like I just made
it. I never get to say anything about your show. It's such a wonderful show that I love. Like, when it first came out, I was like, oh, my God. It's Todd Glass, one of my favorites. One of my favorite things to listen to.
Is this a joke?
This is not a joke. This is not a joke. To George Carlin.
It's too nice.
Joke.
It's making me uncomfortable.
This is not a joke. There was
take it in, Todd.
No, there were for real, for real. And I'm sure there's other people that felt the same way. I'm 100% sure there's other people that felt the same way. There was an episode, I forget what episode it was, but you were just saying, you were talking about being sad, and you said, it's okay. It's okay to be sad. It's okay sometimes to if you're feeling sad, just to cry and feel sad. And I was listening to that in my car, and I heard it, and I just started crying. I just started crying because you said it was okay to be sad, and I was thinking about some stuff. I forget what I was thinking about, but it made me really feel that way, and I really appreciate it, and I really thank you very, very much.
Well, you're welcome. Now it's getting, where I feel like my thank you should be getting better.
It doesn't have to be. It can be as terrible as you want it to be.
No, I should have, a nice speech prepared myself.
No, it should really be a good thank you.
I did it right. I did it right.
I mean, all that could be emailed is the thing.
but I'm here now.
Jake. Exactly.
And I feel like it's more
Jake,
meaningful.
Hey, let me tell you something. It is, and I appreciate it. Believe me, it's better to hear it and feel a little uncomfortable than not hear it.
Real, 100%
I get it.
George
it's okay
Carlin.
To be, maybe that's better than tell people, Oh, if somebody says something nice, it's all right. It feels a little uncomfortable. Guess what? It also feels good. So thank you.
Are we praying?
Well, I feel, you know, that was nice what you said, but I thought it could have been a little longer. I mean,
oh, did you want me to say more? No, I can say more if you want me to say more. I really can't.
I thought it was very nice.
I know you don't feel very appreciative of my compliment, but I can say more if you need to.
Yeah, I know. Listen.
I know you're insecure, but it's okay.
We have to go to close.
Okay.
You know what's nice about the show that's on the shelf that we've created tonight? It's a calmer ending. It just sort of, we talk, and then eventually the. What were you? What was that? You. What would it be?
That was your shitty chairs.
Yeah, it sounded like somebody, like a barbarian, was coming to.
I was coming over to say something very nice, and your chair fucked
it
up.
Guess what? Sorry, asshole. You know what? I'm not letting these people.
You should apologize to my asshole. It's sore. This chair is shitty.
What type of person is that? They're complimenting you, but they're such assholes. Hey, you stupid fucking idiot! I was on my way over to compliment you. You pile of shit.
That's
no,
my
you
mother.
Weren't.
That's
no,
my mother.
Weren't.
In a nutshell.
That guy's coming over to compliment me.
Happy fucking birthday! My mom says to me, "It's rude."
Is your mom now? Stop it!
Happy fucking birthday! I hope you understand. I sent you a Christmas card. Fuck off.
Hey, by the way, thanks for putting everyone in a good mood. let me ask you a question: is your parents? Do they work at SeaWorld? No, I'm serious. That's Matthew Myra's parents.
Why would my parents work at SeaWorld?
Matthew Myra's parents both worked at SeaWorld.
Oh, you're right. No, I'm Matthew Myra. Thank you.
I didn't say you were.
You. Oh, my parents are Matthew Myra's brother.
No, I got you. I got the story confused. Your parents are
assholes.
No, I know about your parents. You told me about them. Don't they?
Yeah, you do.
Don't they? Shut up. I know about your parents. Yeah, you do.
Hey,
there's a story to be told. Yeah, you do. Shut up. That's right. Mm-hmm. No, your parents. Let me tell you. I remember something about them. They're divorced, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that. Well, I can. Yeah.
Good.
I know the story. On a sunny Friday.
That story you had said just really hit me. Really
no,
hard.
But
you're
but your mom and they still talk though, right?
No.
I knew that. I guessed. Why couldn't I guess positive? I didn't know they were in a... I had to guess either way. It was a 50% chance that they were civil. Isn't there a chance they could be civil? You're the fucking idiots, your parents, running around yelling at each other? Not nice to call people idiots, but no. The buffoon-like behavior. And buffoon isn't even nice. You know what? From now on, I'm just going to say heir to that. So just air the positivity. Everything will be like air out of my mouth. Why do we need to say anything? Air. And you could be nice back with the air sound. Air.
I'm actually still pretty hurt.
You know
can
what?
Can I just talk about my parents for a second?
Only if it's real. I'm not in the mood to hear any fake stories.
No.
Because we have to go to close.
It is, but it's spelled wrong because
Robbie,
Jack.
Your grandmother is a gift to this world.
She is a gift to this world.
Well, that's what I told you.
But my parents are still together, and it's a big deal.
Oh, they are together?
Yeah, they still fuck.
Oh, no one wants to hear that. No, people do want to hear it. No, a lot of my listeners say.
They do.
I need something to masturbate to. Could Robbie talk about his parents fucking?
No, my dad got a vasectomy, so he didn't have to use condoms anymore.
You know what?
You've got a couple tweets about
that. Is that gross?
Can I tell you? You're making me sick. I don't want to think
true. This is all true.
And
should I not talk about this?
A broken home. I'm offended.
Are you from a broken home?
Mm.
What age did your parents get divorced?
Never together.
When did they break
it? Never together?
Never together.
Weirdo.
The most freak, you freak.
The worst thing.
You should be in the circus.
That applause is to Jake's decision to, you could say,
Jake should get more recognition.
So good.
Can I just say?
Oh, he does.
As my bearing soul to the Todd Glass Show, mm-hmm. I fucking love this show. Like, I love doing this show. But over this year, getting to know Jake is the fucking cherry on this show for me. Like, I fucking love this show, but, like, when every time you come in with, like, a joke,
it's good.
It just brings it to the next level. It's so fucking funny.
And also,
for people not in here, well, I guess no one else would even notice. Like, there are times when, like, there are things on the show, and I'll just kind of look over to Jake, and he'll look at me, and there's, like, a kind of a joke between us that's just unsaid, and it's just a...
Thank you. Maybe
just
maybe you can talk about the last time you saw me do stand up as well.
Oh yeah, I saw you do stand up at Nerd Belt.
He goes, I didn't like it so much. After that big compliment, he goes, I didn't like it so much.
Jake did good. You do good at Nerd Belt?
Guys, if I had the money, I'd keep going. But right now, the FCC, this is costing us right now.
Is Chris Hardwick breathing down your neck?
Chris Hardwick, you know. We played. Is there anything we didn't play?
Could we close out with Jeannie Mose? I haven't heard a good Jeannie Mose in a while.
Or Tom Likas.
Likas. That's fun.
Yeah, I'm like, I could totally do it.
It's fun.
I'll do it.
It's fun for us to do it because we're not good at it.
It's fun.
But you, what do you admit?
I'll do it with you.
By the way, mine's not good.
I'll do it with you.
But you know yours is.
But I'll do it with you.
But you know yours.
Do you care, dear?
Hold on. Before you play it. He'll never play it. We have a rule on the show. Nobody's musical cues ever override mine. There's a higher.
Mine definitely.
Yeah, because that's why
Jake,
you know
play
what?
It. Jake, no, play. No, don't listen to Todd. No,
listen,
quit
please.
What Todd was saying. Jake, play it.
It's not a fight.
It's not a fight.
Troy does it, and I always think, God bless Jake, because he'll give him, and Jake, I know he sees him sometimes, and he's like, I'm like, that's exactly what I want. Perfect, right in sync. So, but with that said, what were we?
Tom Likas.
With that said, I'll only do Tom Likas, and believe me, I want to do it, so there's good news. If we can admit that we're not good at it, because then I'll just have fun doing it ironically, but like, I want to know. It's a psychological thing. Be honest with me. Do you think yours is good?
I can do me doing James Adomian doing you.
That's what I can do. I think I'm the same. I can do James Adomian, but it's so much fun.
James Adomian is so good at it, and all of us can only impersonate James Adomian doing it.
And doing that, I don't
mind.
And
we all admit that.
Okay, good. Well, by the way, a lot of people don't, and that's why I'm glad that you agree. You can do it. Sometimes a comedian will learn to do an impersonation from someone else. One thing to do it in this situation, but when you put it into your act, and I think that's happened a few times, you're like, well, you watched me do it, and then you figured out how to do it.
Oh, should I take this out of my act?
Wait, is it? No, I don't know. Isn't it? Okay, you motherfucker. All right. So you know the next sound you heard, ladies and gentlemen. You know the next sound you heard.
That's right.
All right. Here we go.
Are you
listening to Tom Likas Show? Turn me up into your radio in your car. Your traffic, getting your pussies wet.
Do you care, dear? Hello.
Do you care? Do we have our first call?
Hello.
This is me, Tom Likas, on the Tom Likas 97.1.
Hey, Tom.
Amp Radio.
I want to say happy birthday to my girlfriend. She's the best. Put me through law school. Now she's going through nursing school, and I'm putting her through nursing school.
Hey, listen, can I tell you something about your girlfriend? Fuck your girlfriend and her nursing school. That's some bullshit. Girls don't know anything about nursing. Next caller.
Bye.
Next caller, please.
Hey, Tom, big fan.
Keep going.
I met a girl on Tinder. And
yeah, that's
her,
nice.
I took her out for a date, and I
bought
her.
Yeah, where'd you go? Where did you go?
I went to McDonald's.
Oh, that's disgusting. Good for a cheap whore.
And then
after
we ate, she wouldn't even have sex with me.
Well, you know what you need to do? If somebody's not going to have sex with you, you need to dump that bitch.
I'm not feeling it. I don't know why. But you know what? Thank God.
We're just having fun.
Thank God on this show, one time I remember it was something with Tom Martin. He wasn't feeling it. I went, always tell me. I know what it's like. I was in it and I wasn't feeling it. I don't know why. I couldn't think of anything. And then I got nervous, and then I went, you could do whatever you want and just stop it and admit it.
I think it might also
that
be.
That was my choice.
Like, that was good, but James definitely had.
It felt disrespectful.
It felt disrespectful. No.
Just,
you know the worst thing when you're feeling something, and then you spend the next 20 minutes convincing I'm being honest. Because
I know he's so good at it.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It had all to do with me not feeling
it. Was it because you couldn't find your phone sound effect?
Oh, my God.
No.
If you could have that, we could do it perfect.
By the way. to George Carlin, I was over there the whole time, and I could never get my phone sound effect to work.
For the past
but
two-
I swear to you, that had nothing to do with why I didn't want to do the bit. But I could see Jake making that, thinking half of serious, half truth, because I was over here the whole time, because, you know, I wanted that phone voice so
bad. Of course you did. You wanted
so bad.
And then
I'm flipping buttons, and I'm like, what the fuck? Is this not? Hello? Hello? Oh, this isn't working.
Is it not on?
No, it's not on.
Hello?
Is the effects on there? Hello? 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 Oh, there we go. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Oh, no, you had it. You had it.
Hello.
Aristotle, help him again.
Oh, no, these are empty, it says. Hello?
No, that was
hello.
That was
hello.
One.
Oh, yes. Hello. Hello?
Not yet.
We would never do anything wrong.
Nope.
Or ever be on the wrong side of history. We make you that our promise. The Catholic Church. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Yeah, this is Jazz. It sounds like Jazz. Hello. 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 Empty. Empty.
Hello.
Empty. 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 Empty.
Welcome to Hello. Hello. Glass.
Hello. Hi. Do you like Flangela? Well, I'm him. My name's Flangela. That's right. I have the perfect sound for my name. My name is Flangela.
Are you
That's
from...
the name of the sound effect.
Are you
it
from...
does work, right?
Are you from...
Why are you barking?
Because it sounds good.
Are you from 2060? Is this what 2060
good.
Sounds like?
Because it sounds good with the sound effect. Watch. Now take it off and I'll do me. All right, what if my brother listens?
We never
anyway,
found, we never found the phone one.
Glad I gotta go.
How did you get through all of those and not find the phone
oh,
one?
Oh, you're right.
You went through every single one and you did not find the phone one. Wait. Did Aristotle find it?
Hello?
No, we gotta go.
Do we have to?
Hello, this is Distortion.
There we go. Kind of.
I want you to know that I'm good and kind, loving person. Of course, like everybody, I make my mistakes.
This is a phone call coming from heaven.
Can I tell you what that was? That was the person that was supposed to read my book. And that was just, they didn't let me do it. I wanted to be like... When I was 13 years old, I lived in Philadelphia. Of course, I took my bar mitzvah money and bought patio furniture. I went in and out of special schools... Being tossed around like a hot potato on a Saturday night.
Just keep doing the jokes completely deadpan, missing the joke, just reading it and pausing where the laugh would be.
One time when my aunt came over, she thought our parrot actually knew what it was saying. So she said, when she heard the parrot say, Maureen, I'm thirsty, she came into the kitchen and told my mother that the bird was thirsty. She was a fucking idiot. She didn't know that a bird didn't have cognizant thoughts. That it was just mimicking something that it heard somebody said. Therefore, she was a moron. That's a true story, and thank God she's not here anymore. So to hear that, I don't. There's no chance of getting to her. Unless there's some things I don't know about what people
but
can
wait,
hear when they're
isn't
dead.
This in heaven?
This is in heaven.
In heaven.
So she could hear.
Heaven's here. I think we should all agree on that. That's how I'd like to really move forward as a society, that we go, how about we just may pretend heaven's here? How about we all agree we don't know where we're going? Can we all be honest about it, or do we have to put some of you motherfuckers on a lie detector test? I don't care what you say. I'm talking about when your head hits the pillow at night and you think, where do we go? That thought, not what you pretend to think or hope. So why don't we just agree heaven's here?
Heaven's
here, and that's why it's... I know you try to be a good person, but what if you thought this is fucking it, okay? Treat it like that in case it's true, and it's heaven on earth, and afterwards you just lay in the mud. We'll be back.
Heaven on earth is the Todd Glass Show.
I don't want to say lay in the mud because I know Aristotle battles with, same as I do sometimes, thinking, but I know one thing. We're not going to be in pain, okay? Let's be realistic.
And Aristotle has a hard time with mud, too.
Just no pain. And there is energy, and there's no pain. Mm-hmm. There's no pain. There's no pain.
There's no pain like show pain.
All right, everybody. How do you end the show? What do you do? Where do you go?
What's that?
Really? You like it that much?
Can I ask you one of these questions, Todd?
Yeah, we don't because Aristotle has to drive back to Burke County.
Oh, who gives a shit about Aristotle?
We all do.
Can I ask you one of these questions?
No.
No? Okay.
No. And guess what I have to do? And I hate to do this to you.
I'll put it away.
It's not nice what I'm about to do.
I'll put it away.
It's not nice.
I'll put it away.
But yet we're all going to be glad. I'm about to do something very nice.
Oh,
for
no,
this. Because I know. Ready? Guess what?
What is it?
The show's over.
Oh, it's over?
Well, that's our show. Hey. I'll see you this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Up Comedy Club in Chicago. That's right. This approaching Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The week before Thanksgiving. And then Thanksgiving week, I'll see you at Helium in Philadelphia. Wednesday, take Thanksgiving Day off. Friday, Saturday, Helium. Thanksgiving. Me and Blake Wexler. See you, Chicago. See you, Philadelphia. And next week, we'll be back in the studio. Aristotle, pick a nice song and then ride out on that. Bye.
Anytime it rains, and he's from heaven. Don't you know each town complains, heaven's from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling all over town. You'll think that your umbrella is upside down. So, treat it for a package of sunshine and flowers. Don't you know the things you love, they will bring showers. And when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. You'll be pennies from heaven. For you and me.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.